Sally Beamish was born in London in 1956. She started writing music at an early age. She studied viola at the Royal Northern College of Music and worked as a violist with the London Sinfonietta and other leading British ensembles. It was not until 1989, after the theft of her viola, that she finally decided to devote herself to writing music. She received an Arts Council composer's bursary and moved to Scotland. Since then, she has received a steady stream of commissions. We're going to hear a concerto for soprano, saxophone, and chamber orchestra entitled The Imagined Sound of Sun on Stone. I think it's a perfect piece for marking the equinox. The musical events take us through to the summer solstice. I'll read you the composer's notes about the piece. I have drawn on music from various cultures to create a hymn in celebration of the coming of light and the turning of the seasons. The piece begins with a reference to a Swedish herding call, a special high-pitched song which carries over long distances. This music returns as a refrain throughout. The first part of the piece is inspired by ancient natural horns and primitive drumming, interspersed with more modern blues harmonies, and the climax is reached as a bell-like clamor in C major, depicting the moment at the solstice when light enters the prehistoric tomb. After this, the music becomes more fragmentary, half-heard glimpses, as if the shaft of light has somehow released sounds stored in stone for millennia. Layers of music long forgotten. Christian influences appear, drawing on psalms and chants from different traditions, celebrating the enlightenment of Whitsun. The concerto lasts for 20 minutes and is in a single movement. John Harley is the saxophonist, with Ola Rudner conducting the Swedish Chamber Orchestra.